1 inch per hour, and we can expect for the rest of today cloudy skies, gusty winds out of the northeast, and snow, which will be moderate at times, total accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. However, there's a pretty good chance in some areas that those amounts will be higher than the 3 to 5, and temperatures will be holding steady and in the 20s. Currently, the airports are reporting moderate snow, and of course, whether or not that's affecting travel, I'll ask Jerry about that in just a moment. But the center of the storm now seems to be right around Norfolk, Virginia, and it's still trying to get organized. So this moderate to heavy snow that we are currently experiencing can be around for another few hours and then tapering off to a light snow by mid or late afternoon, and then tapering off to flurries later on tonight. Jerry Nachman, have you got any reports from the airports?
Earlier this morning, Gordon, they were saying that they were below visible minimums, and I expect by this time we're starting to have delays on takeoffs and landings as soon as we know that for certain. Here's something. All Eastern Airlines shuttle flights to and from Washington and Boston have been canceled through 1 o'clock. So if you planned on shuttling via Eastern to Washington and Boston and between now and 1 o'clock, you're not going to be able to do it. Gordon, this weather looks like the snow, when it lands, is going to lay here for a while, right?
That's right, because our temperature is below freezing now here midtown Manhattan, 24. It will stay below freezing right through until maybe Friday afternoon. So there's only two ways you're going to get rid of it, and that is to shovel it or to push it.
Okay, we'll talk about the pushing in a minute. Now let's talk about another problem. New York City is about to declare a snow emergency.
These are among the stories we're covering for you this morning. The Senate Finance Committee has approved a House-passed bill to rescind President Ford's increase in oil import fees for 90 days. Secretary of State Kissinger is meeting with President Sadat on possible Egyptian concessions to Israel for a Sinai troop pullback.
Also ahead, these stories. The first major snowstorm hits the metropolitan area and hits it hard. We'll have reports from Gordon Barnes and Jerry Nachman with all of the traffic problems. U.S. oil producers testify today in Trenton on proposed plans for offshore oil exploration. And an old English sheepdog named Sir Lancelot has won the best in show honors at Madison Square Garden, and we'll get a report on that story from Ralph Howard.
And in the next 60 minutes on News 88 Sports, Ray Brady reports on the day's business news. We'll hear a reply to a WCBS editorial. Steve Flanders will be along with his reporter's journal. Find out how tough. From meteorologist Gordon Barnes.
All right, Gary, you got a pencil there?
I certainly do.
Okay, on our forecast, we say total accumulations 3 to 5 inches, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Let's revise it to read total accumulations more than 6 to 8 inches over the entire area.
What about the blah, blah, blah?
Really about the blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
In other words, we're taking out the good possibility of higher amounts and just saying more than 6 to 8 inches over the entire area. It's really coming down.
Yeah.
Newark now reporting an increase of 2 inches in the last hour. Allentown, Pennsylvania, 1 inch. And all the airports are now reporting moderate to heavy snow, strong gusty winds, and blowing snow. It's just simply atrocious outside. If you don't have to go outside, just sit home and relax. And I'm quite sure that we'll have stores closing, or personnel going home from offices and stores, etc. I'm also aware of the fact that high schools in northern Bergen County, some of them are closing down at noontime so as to get the kids home before it gets too bad. It's bad enough as it is. Anyway, for today, cloudy, windy, and cold, snow moderate to heavy at times, accumulation more than 6 to 8 inches over the entire area, temperatures holding in the 20s, storm system still not completely organized, and it's down around the Chesapeake Bay area and should be moving out towards Nantucket as the afternoon goes on, and snow taping off to flurries tonight and remaining cold for the next couple of days. Jerry Nachman, let's see, were you and I working together 6 years ago on the 9th of February?
What kind of a question is that, Gordon?
Well, because...
Gordon, yesterday, even in my worst nightmares, I didn't dream about you 6 years ago.
No, all jokes aside. Now, 6 years ago, on the 9th of February, we had the famous Lindsay snowstorm, and I said yesterday on the air, and refused to give up, that the weather patterns yesterday were very, very similar to the snowstorm of 69, and boy, today it's sitting in the same position, so you know what happened then.
So you're going to call this the Beam Blizzard?
You said it, not me.
Well, let's hope that Mayor Beam doesn't say it. We're getting a lot of reports that because of the holiday, snow removal crews are not exactly up to snuff to remove the white stuff. We got a report from one listener that only one truck had been observed on the FDR Drive, and it was disabled and being towed, so the snowplow had a breakdown. A snow emergency goes into effect about 51 minutes from now at noon. That means you may not park on a street designated a snow emergency street. You may not drive on a street designated a snow emergency street unless you have snow tires or chains. Which brings up the interesting puzzle, if you're parked on a snow emergency street without snow tires, how do you drive away if you can't drive on it? We'll have to check with the traffic commissioner on that. Operations at LaGuardia Airport at a standstill because of the snow, no takeoffs or landings. 30-minute delays in both directions, meaning takeoff and landing, at JFK. The Jersey Turnpike is 35 miles an hour its entire length, reported icy and hazardous. In Connecticut, the Merritt and Connecticut Pikes, 40 miles an hour, down from the normal 55 mile an hour, icy and hazardous. The Southern State Parkway is reported closed at Hempstead. It's from exit 18 to approximately the New York City line westbound. No problems eastbound. Cross Bronx Expressway traffic is reported at a standstill, and two closings, the Brooklyn Public Library, some of which were going to remain open today despite the holiday, will not be open today, and Newark Federal offices close at 1:30. Stay with us through the snow emergency.
Thank you, Jerry. That's Jerry Nachman. News 88 time is 11:10.
New York Governor. These are some of the news developments on the half hour. Snow is falling around the metro area. More is on the way. We'll get an update on weather from Gordon Barnes, and we'll find out about the traffic conditions from Jerry Nachman.
A Senate committee approves a delay in the oil import tax. Today, for walking, for riding, for flying, for even moving. For details on all the problems that this snowstorm has caused, here's newsman Jerry Nachman.
It's a good day for sledding, tobogganing, skiing, and falling on the ground. We've got quite a bit of snow. We're going to hear more about the snow in just a moment from Gordon Barnes, for whom you can all blame this on. A snow emergency has been declared in New York City. It takes effect at noon. That means no parking or standing on streets designated snow emergency streets, and that includes parking meters on snow emergency streets. If you're parked on a snow emergency street, no matter what kind of license plates or fancy cards in the windshield you have, you've got to move the car by noon or your car will be towed and you will be fined. Alternate side of the street parking regulations have been suspended. They were suspended anyway because of Lincoln's birthday, but they're really suspended now throughout the city. That's three-hour alternate side of the street parking in order to facilitate the removal of cars to those streets. This is recent. The upper level of the Manhattan Bridge has been closed to traffic due to snow. So if you're going to Brooklyn, don't use the upper level of the Manhattan Bridge. Use the lower level of the Brooklyn Bridge or the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel or the Williamsburg Bridge. Connecticut Turnpike and Merritt Parkway, the speed limits have been reduced from 55 to 40 miles an hour. Very hazardous conditions reported. That's the same story on Long Island, where the Southern State Parkway had been closed until very recently from exit 18 into the city. The Cross Bronx Expressway was reported at a standstill due to icy condition, and Amsterdam Avenue was closed between 125th and 135th Streets. Mass Transit, we're checking on delays. The Long Island Railroad is advising that as of 2:30, 3 hours from now, extra trains will be running on all lines, with extra cars put on existing trains to handle the expected rush. The Penn Central reports a normal weekday schedule this afternoon so far. If that changes, we'll let you know. We'll have the helicopter up if he can fly this afternoon, and we'll be staying right through. Now then, Gordon Barnes, what do you have to say for yourself?
All I have to say is it's snowing, and it's going to continue to snow. Storm system now around the Salisbury, Maryland area. It still is not completely organized, and that means that the moderate to heavy snow that has been coming down in our area for the past few hours can be expected to continue to do so. Cloudy, windy, and cold is my forecast for this afternoon, with total accumulations of more than 6 to 8 inches in all areas, and temperatures will be holding in the 20s. So you've got the combination of cold temperatures, biting northeasterly winds, and plenty of snow falling, and slippery conditions to walk and drive. Tonight, as the storm moves by our area, the snow will slowly taper off to flurries. It'll be windy and cold, low around 20 in the city and in the teens elsewhere, and the next couple of days will remain cold. So the snow that is on the ground will be on the ground for the next couple of days, because the temperatures will be well below freezing. Gary and Rita, I have been receiving many calls from many companies, and rather than plug up our switchboard, I'll just give over the air the recommendations that I have been making to the calls, and that is, if you don't need anybody at work, send them home. Goodbye.
Gordon.
Common sense, huh?
Gordon, don't go home.
Okay.
We need you. In fact, that reminds me, if you remember the famous transit strike, John Lindsay's first day in office, he made the mistake of saying anyone who doesn't have a critical job stay home, and everyone looked himself in the mirror that morning and said, I'm critical, and everybody tried to get to work on roller skates.
We were discussing home remedies for some problems people might get into today. You have any suggestions, walking or getting the car out of the driveway?
Well, the first home remedy is, and this is quite serious, don't have a heart attack. And that means that if you're not in good shape or you're over 40, be very careful using a snow shovel. Mm-hmm. Be very careful about getting behind that car to push it. Don't tire yourself out, especially if you've been drinking, because sometimes we understand that that causes an effect where you don't think you're as exhausted as you are. Get somebody younger to help you. As for getting the car out...
Now, the pressures are falling rapidly along the New Jersey coastline, also in Long Island in the New York area, and that means that the storm is finally beginning to get organized and starting to move. So we can still anticipate, though, some more significant snowfall. The airports around our area are reporting moderate to heavy snow coming down at the rate of an inch an hour, and that should continue for a little while. And altogether, we should wind up with accumulations around most of our area, anywhere from 6 to 8 inches or even slightly more in some areas. The snow should taper off to flurries probably this evening, at least by midnight tonight, and it will remain cold with a low tomorrow morning, mostly in the teens. It'll be cold tomorrow, and it'll be cold also on Friday. And the only way you're going to get rid of the snow that's currently sticking on the ground is to shovel it or push it out with a bulldozer or a snow removal equipment or something. Jerry Nachman, that is, did mention something that I thought was quite important about an hour and a half ago, and that is, we haven't had much snow around the New York area in the last 3 or 4 years. And if you haven't had to shovel snow for a while, just take it easy. Don't go out there and overexert yourself, particularly those of you who are like Jerry and me. You know, we're not as young as we used to be, right, Jerry?
Speak for yourself, Gordon. I'm a child. You've been around since 1911. Gordon, let me ask you something. Yep. The city sanitation department really doesn't get a good lick at this snow until it stops snowing, and you say it's going to continue up until midnight.
I would say it'll start to taper off around 7 or 8 o'clock and then quit by midnight, Jerry. No question about it at this point.
All right, thank you. That's WCBS.
By the way, Jerry, just one quick point that I did say on the air yesterday, and I said it with Jim Donnelly early this morning, and it's there. There's no question about it. The weather map this morning is the same as it was on February the 9th, 1969, when we had the famous Lindsay storm.
All right, the famous Lindsay storm, which brings us right up to business, was the case in which John Lindsay, finishing his first term of office and seeking his second term of office, found out that people in New York City get very angry when it snows on them and nothing happens to remove this so-called snow. And he suffered some severe political liabilities, particularly in the outer boroughs, as Manhattanites refer to the other four counties of New York City, because the people there complained that the snow wasn't being removed. We are receiving complaints at WCBS that the snow is not being removed, but New York City Sanitation Commissioner Robert Groh, live on the news line with us, says it ain't so, right, Mr. Groh?
That's correct. At the present time, we have 267 spreaders out and about 100 plows. Now, of course, I'd like to double the number of plows, but I have to wait till more of the manpower arrives, and they're finding increasing difficulty in getting to their appointed destination because of the depth of the snow. However, we are receiving encouraging reports that at least 2,000 men are on their way in, and we should have a full plowing going, I'd say, within the next hour.
Well, we've...
Gordon?
Yes,
Gordon?
I'm right here.
You're
here.
We're on the air.
Okay.
We're all waiting for you.
You are, eh? And I'm waiting for you. Okay, moderate to heavy snow continues to prevail around the New York metropolitan area, and we can expect it to continue through the afternoon. Right now, my latest accumulation figures indicate it'll probably be any more than 6 to 8 inches around most of our area. The temperatures will hold this afternoon in the 20s. The storm is better organized now. Looks like it's in the vicinity of Salisbury, Maryland, and it will continue to move in a northeasterly course. And we should see the snow tapering off this evening and ending by midnight tonight. But for the next several hours, moderate to heavy snow around the New York area. And based on the reports that are coming in from the airports, we're still getting it at the rate of about an inch an hour. Do you have, or have you received any reports from the sanitation department or the traffic people, Jerry?
Yes, the sanitation department swears that it has every available piece of equipment and thousands of men out.
as far as accumulations are concerned?
No, I think they're listening to you, Gordon.
Okay.
And by the way, the next time you're late, you're going to have to go to the office first and get a late slip.
Is that right?
Before we'll let you in the newsroom.
Well, I tell you, why don't you come over here and work three different stations at one time, okay?
Gordon, you're excused.
No, Jerry, also, you know, we've been talking, referring to the Lindsay snowstorm. The one thing, that snowstorm came on a Sunday. So what do we have? We seem to get them on Sundays and holidays.
Right, and that's presenting a problem. We're getting reports from throughout the metropolitan area of no visible snow removal equipment. We got a call from a lady on Capehawk Street in the Riverdale section of the Bronx who says traffic and buses are just backed up due to icy conditions. We've heard that from all the boroughs, but as we said, the sanitation commissioner insists that lots of equipment and plenty of men are out there. He's going out himself for a tour of the city to make sure everyone's working, and we're sending WCBS reporter Art Athens with him right in the back seat of the commissioner's limousine, so we'll be getting some picture of how the snow removal operation is going on through the afternoon.
News 88 time is 2:07. Good afternoon once again. I'm Harvey Hoppin, and we say good afternoon once again to Jerry Nachman, who is here in the newsroom with us to bring us up to date on all the problems being caused by the snow in the metropolitan area. Jerry?
Lots of problems. Mostly it's too much snow too soon on a holiday. The weatherman, Gordon Barnes, will have to defend himself later, didn't cooperate with the holiday spirit, and that was the major problem. We finally heard from City Hall, a representative of Mayor Beam, saying that the mayor has been apprised of the situation and assures everyone that everything...
WCBS Weather Center. Gordo?
Okay, Harvey, the storm system is now located just to the southeast of Atlantic City. It's really picking up steam now, moving at a pretty good clip. It's well organized. It has stopped snowing in such places as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Reading, Pennsylvania, and let's see, Allentown has very light snow, but the clouds are beginning to break up there. The moderate to heavy snow in Philadelphia has now eased up somewhat. It has stopped raining in Atlantic City, and the precipitation is ending very rapidly. Well, to the south of us, and we can expect the moderate to heavy snow now being reported by some of the airports in and around the New York metropolitan area to diminish somewhat between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, and then between 4 and 7 we can expect it to taper off to flurries and ending shortly thereafter. There will be some additional accumulations thus far. As far as accumulations are concerned, on the east side here, outside of our studios, we've picked up 5 inches, Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, measured by my cat, by the way. He says 8 inches up there. Westchester County Airport, 5 inches. Portions of Long Island, 6 to 8 inches. Now, Suffolk County is going to get considerably more than anyone else. They'll get a minimum of 10 to 12 inches as the storm tracks up that way. So the moderate to heavy snow now falling in and around the New York metropolitan area will taper or ease up somewhat between 3:30 and 4, and then taper off by 7 o'clock, Harvey.
Gordon, my cat doesn't like this snow. He doesn't want to step in it.
Well, that's it. You see, mine makes his decision at the 6 inch. When it hits 6 inches, he goes back inside.
Smart cat. We'll talk to you later.
Right.
Gordon Barnes at the WCBS Weather Center, coming up to 2:13.
A lot of people want to know, what's all this about another snowstorm?
Well, I tell you, you know, Pat, as strange as it seems, once this one started to abate somewhat, it gave me a few minutes to sit down and start looking west and say, hey, you know, what's coming up next? Anyway, there looks like something in the New York area again over the weekend. I won't go into any details as to how much or anything, because I really haven't had time to go into it. But precipitation will be returning this weekend. As for tonight, thank goodness, precipitation gone. Partial clearing around our area. Gusty northwesterly winds. It'll also be quite cold. There is a chance of a few flurries every once in a while, with a low tomorrow morning ranging between 8 and 13. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. The winds will still be gusty out of the northwest, and that means that temperatures will still be cold, with a high 24 to 28 degrees. A fair weather system now in the central part of the country will dominate our weather on Friday. Lots of sunshine, continued cold, and the high around 30. As far as accumulations are concerned, from the Philadelphia area up to New York, they're anywhere from 5 to 8 inches, with the exception of Suffolk County, where they had as much as 11 inches in some areas. That's it, gentlemen.
Good job, Gordon.
Thank you, sir.
WCBS in New York. I'm Pat Parson along. No, I'm not. I'm Ben Farnsworth. He's Pat Parson. And it's 6:30. I'll get it right.
We think it's 6:30. These are among the major developments we'll be updating.
The precipitation's gone, but the memory lingers on. I'm Jerry Nachman, and I'll be back in a minute with Art Athens to tell you how it was here.